emotive and friendly, a growing bipartisan chorus of U.S. lawmakers is raising alarm over former President Donald Trump's proposed tariff policies, warning that such measures could severely disrupt the American economy.
Friendly but serious, the criticism, spanning both major political parties, centers on the argument that broad-based tariffs function as a hidden tax on businesses and consumers, offering minimal tangible benefits to economic growth.
Emotive and friendly, it's not just about politics, it's about people. When tariffs are slapped on everyday goods, families feel the pinch. Imagine paying more for groceries or cars, and businesses scrambling to keep up. This isn't just a debate, it's a lifeline for millions.
Friendly but serious, exactly. Critics argue these policies risk inflating prices, destabilizing global supply chains, and provoking retaliatory trade actions. The U.S. economic position is already fragile, and this could tip the scales.
Emotive and friendly, think about the ripple effect. A steel tariff might target foreign producers, but the cost ends up on your dinner table. Manufacturers, then you, everywhere you look, the burden is shared.
Friendly but serious, and it's not just about prices. These tariffs distort markets, incentivize inefficiency, and divert resources from innovation. One economist put it plainly, tariffs are just taxes on American businesses and consumers, while providing no benefit to the economy.
Emotive and friendly, it's like building a wall that everyone has to climb. The goal is supposed to be strengthening the economy, but what we're doing is creating a barrier that hurts everyone.
Friendly but serious, the real danger is the domino effect. Higher prices for staples like food and energy could exacerbate inflation, squeezing families and businesses. It's not just a short-term hiccup, it's a long-term threat to growth.
Emotive and friendly, and don't forget the uncertainty. Companies relying on global supply chains face higher costs and planning headaches. If you're a manufacturer in Ohio, suddenly sourcing materials from Canada or Mexico becomes a gamble.
Friendly but serious retaliatory measures from trading partners could be even worse. If the U.S. slaps tariffs on steel from Canada, Canada might retaliate with tariffs on U.S. soybeans or wheat, threatening livelihoods in rural communities.
Emotive and friendly, it's a perfect storm. The U.S. economy is global, and trying to isolate it through protectionism could backfire. These policies risk slowing growth, contradicting the very goal they're supposed to achieve.
Friendly but serious proponents argue tariffs protect domestic industries and bring jobs back, but critics say the cost is too high. It's a philosophical divide, free market advocates versus protectionists. The stakes are too high for either side to ignore.
Emotive and friendly, as the 2024 election approaches, this debate is front and center. Lawmakers know their positions could shape public opinion and the future of the economy. It's not just about politics, it's about the American way of life.
Friendly but serious, the bipartisan warning is clear. Tariffs are a risk worth avoiding. The U.S. economy is interconnected, and any attempt to isolate it could have unintended consequences. The question is, will lawmakers listen before it's too late?
Emotive and friendly, for now, the message is simple. Protect the people, not the profits. The economy isn't a game, it's our shared future.
Friendly but serious, and that's why this debate matters. The choices we make today will define the kind of economy we leave for the next generation.